Blog Talk Radio.
On the air. Can you hear me? Jabril, can you hear me? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're live.
Right.
Okay. Hello, welcome back to Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your guest host, Jabril Salam. And we had Chinupa Blue High Money and Abdullah L. Pay Strong Bear. And this is Indigenous Voices of People. Show provided by Sister Leola Brando. And we thank her for honoring us with a platform that people across Turtle Island and different reservations can have a voice to share their knowledge, their understanding, wisdoms, and discuss the injustices which go on across Turtle Island so that they too may have some remedy in expressing who they are and living how they choose to live according to their beliefs and understandings of their traditional ways of life. So we welcome you back to the show. We open our show with a prayer. And it's your show, folks. 657-383-1630. Call in, join the discussion, bring your own topic. We get into some heavy topics on this show. And it'd be some different understandings coming from different perspectives and different teachings and different knowledge. So, your show. Indigenous Voices of People, Blog Talk Radio. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. Wa la yu'tuna bi shay'in min ilmihi illa bima sha'a wa sa'a kullu shay'in fi as-samawati wa al-ard. Wa la ya'udhu bi ma waqa'a. Allahumma barik al-dayah fi muslimin Allahumma barik al-dayah fi insan La ilaha illallah wa hafidhu la shukhu la wa shukhu wa shukhu wa shukhu. Alrighty, well, welcome back to the show. I mean, you want to open up with some topics with...
Okay, as you know, callers and listeners, as you know, we always harping on independence, how important independence is, because, you know, independence, self-governance, one who do things for themselves and does not truly rely on anyone, but, you know, on himself. I know, I mean, because one is truly independent. You know, the independent is self-reliance, to rely on oneself, so we know that when the government intervene or want to do something for you, he always has a hidden meaning behind what he does to people, what he always does. So when he wants you to do something, he always have ulterior motive behind his agenda. So a lot of people really shouldn't trust the government because they are not trusted because they all have been proven liars in the past. You know, just like this vaccine, they tell you one thing, but there's another thing that's happening. So my thing is, why would you put your trust and faith when the government was always lying to you from the beginning? So would somebody create on this? Why do people trust their government when they know they're liars?
Yeah, hey, what was the last part of that?
Say again?
What was the last part of that question?
I said, why would people trust their government? Why, when they've been proven to be liars, but yet they still put their faith in the government when they always lying to you? So So my answer is, why would you think people will put their trust in the government?
Well, they probably have no choice, nothing they can do about it. Anyway, I wanted to mention that, and I think it deserves mentioning from time to time even, that, you know, Chinupa is a hard talker and everything. And he's really hard on white people and the government. He's not just like a self-appointed guy that put himself up there. Sure, he takes, you know, initiative and does things on his own, like he was supposed to do. But back in 1991, when I initiated and called a meeting for independence from the United States for the Lakota, people, you know, we did that. And after the meeting, I was still heavily involved in all of it, but I put the, you know, hard decisions in the hands of the full-blood, fluent Lakota speakers and the respected elders and the headsmen. I left it in their hands, you know, to make decisions about things. And so that went on like that. And then in 2000, I wasn't there after a while, and in 2010, I think it was, I went up to Rapid City and I met with Richard Grassley, the treaty chief of the Lakota at the time. And, you know, he didn't declare himself a chief. He was made a chief by the people. He never was, you know, a chief to me. He was just Richard Grass, Dickie Grass. We worked together for a long time on this. Started with it. And when I went up there to see him, he told me, he said, I have, you know, these medical problems, a heart problem, cholesterol, diabetes, and cancer, and they want me to take this medicine, and I'm not going to take it. They told me, well, I just got a little while to live if I don't take it. And he gave me all this paperwork from the independent. And so I took the paperwork with me, and it wasn't very long after that, within a few months, he died. And after he died, you know, I didn't know what to do because he wasn't the head of this anymore, and there was nobody to take over for him. And I thought about it, and I researched, you know, I knew certain people up there, and I was thinking, you know, who could take this over. And there was nobody that I could think of that was qualified. Nobody had the passion for it. Nobody had the, you know, knowledge, the experience, and on and on. And I settled on Chinupa. And I sent all the information to him. And all these documents. And there was even a letter to the president that Richard Grass had written and wanted it sent out. And sent a copy of that to Chinupa. And I also sent it to the president. I don't know if he ever answered it, but he sent it anyway. And I asked Chinupa if he would be willing to, interested in taking this issue over on behalf of Richard Grass. And thought about it for a while, and then finally agreed to it. And, you know, he may have already been determined on his own to do this, but he did agree to that, and then I know that when he left with WrestleMania, he probably had his own ideas about what to do. And I know one time in Rapid City there. Me and Richard Glass met with Russell Means and for another matter. And then, you know, as we were walking after the meeting, walking away, I was walking by Russell. I said, what do you think about doing something about independence, right? And he goes, well, I'm going to do it on my ranch down in Pine Ridge there. Hydroelectric power and this and that and the other, you know. And I thought, okay, that's what you're going to do, all right, then, you know, we're going to do it this way. And that's as far as we got with that, you know. So it wasn't the right approach. Anyway, Chinook was on the right track. And he's agreed to do this, and also other people have put their faith in him, like he said, Todd, when he was alive. And so we're moving forward with that. I just wanted to put it out there, you know. People just don't do things on their own without some type of backing up. Back to you guys.
Okay.
You know, I mean, what? Can you guys hear me okay?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, you know what Oyate is saying is the definite truth, you know. Sometimes people don't engage in the understandings of what we live with and how we perceive it as indigenous people. And I will say this. You see what he just said, and he's told me this down in Albuquerque when we got in contact with each other on the independent subject. Back in 2008, when we unilaterally withdrew from this country, you know, legally, in terms of knowing the people and what it was, we started together, and I mean we, Russell Means, many others in the American Indian Movement, Phyllis Young, Gary Rowland, Margot, Joanna Menard, Chinupa himself, and many others were involved in this movement that was so extraordinary, and in the white man's term, it was a spectacular event that gave publicity to the rest of the world. And when it came down to denouncing the citizenship of who we are in the names of Janice Duane Martin, Russell Means, Gary Rowland, Phyllis Young, and the whole shebang, they couldn't go back to their original traditional names that they had. They were afraid. And I did. And so subsequently to that, I got arrested for that when Russell Means and them left me in Washington, D.C. to fend for myself, because the seats that were put in position, the suits came in and put them seats in check and gave them the money, and they couldn't do what I did by cutting their driver's license up. Okay? Social Security cards, the whole nine yards. And so these people did this shit to me, but yet I still stayed on the independence. The free and independent Lakota Nation is still in existence. And from that time on, it's been a blessing in itself. And that's all I have to say on that level, because anybody that has the philosophical standard belonging to the white race is a dumb, stupid individual that loves white wherewithal. And if you don't like it there, then hey, call me on it. 605-517-2621. That's the problem with people today. You've been ingrained with white philosophical standards today. You don't even know how to be fucking Indian, let alone black, yellow, white. You don't know anything about that, culturally and otherwise. And I say that because as primitive we were, we stood with everything as a conscience that the great mystery and Mother Earth had provided for us to this God-forsaken day. on December 4th, or 3rd, I should say, 4th, whichever the one date. This is what's happening today. People don't believe it. That's why I say this term all the time. Just because you guys look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean you're Indians. Same with the band of black folk. Just because you look black and sound black don't mean you're black. The same with the yellow man. Just because you look yellow and sound yellow don't mean you're yellow. You see, that's a real strong cliche of understanding why the color of man keep failing in foreign legislation, foreign politics, foreign everything. Because you don't have a language that can compete in the international realm. And I mean the international realm. Your language, if you don't have it, you can't compete over there. So you're going to be at the mercy of English. That's not our language, man, people. Un lakhota. Chani lakhota hanta we choy kelet khokel nukte. Na iwa shichi yagla hanta he nyepikte. Me malakhota. We chokho gna hechu si okhlate mi chakhe oyate mi khoki. Bon spekele kakho gna hechu si ospema kyapi. He un chanakhti nus nazi. Wa ea. He we chokha kile yanke. Wa khantkhan kakichi mane to e hani. Oy atek lena wama khaska ok to ichakh wichab ha hena we choy ke he on kopi o hena hakti yanke. And I don't have to explain that to any of you, what I said in the language about the great mystery, making life from the four-legged. We're all into that same realm, but goddamn, you don't get it. The white man's way of life is paper. Paper. But he'll never abide by it. I said this yesterday. When they promise to make these agreements and put them on treaties, did them fuckers fulfill it? No, they didn't. The same way when they put them understandings on paper for the black folk, promising them 40 acres and a mill, did they fulfill it? Fuck no, they didn't. You see? Then all these things start changing within time. So when the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 took its place, better known as the Wheeler-Howard Act, that start implementing more death to the indigenous and black people. You all don't get it. You got to know the history of this white man. The white man wants everything. And you allow him to take it. All of you do. You don't say shit to that fucker, man. We have to. I'm sick and tired of this shit. We're all soft-talking. Nah, I don't do that. I don't like that fucker because he bothers us every day. You like it when he kicks you in the ass and slaps you back the head, belittles you, calls you everything, man, but a savage. And you like it. Man, Indian people, wake up. This is why when we have these radio shows, you all call in, but you want to talk soft. Talk hard. Them treaties are pieces of paper that were broke off in 10 years when they were signed. And the majority of the people didn't sign them because they were still hunting up there in the Powder River country. Know the history to that shit, people. And they keep doing this over and over. The white race will never fulfill anything. But his day of reckoning is here. White people are turning against each other, and I love it. I love it. Now he gets to taste his own medicine, what he has done to people of color. For 527 fucking years, we had to put up with this bullshit. Now look at him. He's doing it to himself. Well, that's the wrath you did to your great mystery when you killed him and nailed him up on boards. You did that shit. All you guys, even on Saturday, you still going to church. Sunday, tomorrow, you're going to church. You don't believe in Christ. You don't even know what he looks like. You paint him white. That man wasn't white. I don't know him. In my culture, we call him Wakantaka Geche Manetu, the big holy that creates everything. And he's not white. He's the name that created things. You people don't believe him. I say that to all of you. I say that. That's why when white people steal, they steal mammon. Okay, when he stole it and made it out of silver and gold, what does he put on it? In God we trust. That was stamped in 1864 when their own people were robbing banks to give to poor people. Jesse James and his brother Frank James, they did that to keep people in Missouri alive because they were taking their farms and pushing them off their land and shit. That's why, man, outlaws began what they did. They kept, the outlaws were stealing from all these corporations that wanted to build the Northern Pacific Railroad. God damn, you guys don't know shit, man. But you sure do want to talk. That's the hard part. I've been used to this treaty all my life. I understood it. But everybody, I listened from past and present people, they didn't have the spunk to stand up to the white man with it. Chinupa Gloha money did. And I'm still doing it to this day in 2021. I'm standing up to them on the independent structure because they know it exists. Independence is there the same way independence is described in the United States Constitution Handbook. Look it up. Even in your Bill of Rights, it says it. Independence. God damn you guys. So people of South Dakota, Michigan, Montana, Nebraska, Wyoming, okay, North Dakota, all of these strong-heart men, even my strong-heart guys overseas, Finborough, London, England, and elsewhere, all of these strong-heart people continue to enforce it every day, every second, every moment. And all you guys do is sit back and talk. You don't do a goddamn thing with it. But Chinupa and his people are moving with it. Why do you think we do everything independent? Sick and tired of you guys talking so soft about these kids. Goddamn, when are you going to get angry? Put the alcohol down. Put the drugs down. Put the fucking tobacco down. Put the sociological deformity down so you can get angry and see the problem unfolding in front of your eyes. God, you guys, man. Get spunky on a fucking radio interview. Talk real shit, man. Because the white man is knocking on your door. And you're going to let that fucker in, man. I know how you people are. Shit, man. God damn, I can't be doing this by myself. You're so soft. Well, if that's the case, the great mystery didn't tell you to be soft. You had to prove to yourself if you're worthy to serve and to fight, protect, and serve. The Strong Heart Warrior Society has 13 expectations before we have to take somebody out. And that's the enemy. 13 expectations. And death is the last result. Man, you guys don't know shit. But you sure do want to follow, man, the white man's parentheses. This is why I get pumped every second, every day. Every moment, man. Sun come up in the east, go down in the west. I'm angry because I'm hoping all you people that listen to this radio show, because when you call Chinupa, you talk. But goddamn, what you talking about? There are scores of people hungry out there still. I focus on that. I focus on what the white man's doing to everybody, man. We can talk paper all day long if we want to, but that's another time. Let's get into some hardcore shit that's unfolding. You old man have done these jobs for, why the fuck didn't you open the doors up? Why didn't you move? You didn't do these things. I know. I've seen it. I'm living it. My brother Jibril Salam and my brother Amin and Cleo Ross can tell you. So can Chalks and Big Dog. They can tell you. My sister Jeannie and her husband, Mike, can tell you. We stay together. When all of you said you were coming with us after our last meeting, none of you couldn't. You all had an excuse. I don't want to hear that shit. So I left on my own with my dogs. And I met up with Jabril and them, and we went down there. And we went and finally set it up to all the people that we needed to meet. You ask Jabril. You ask, I mean, they'll tell you. So we represented the indigenous people on the continent of Turtle Island. Not only the indigenous people, but the black people too. You ask them, they'll tell you. They were my witnesses. And when we got there to the Republican people, their office in Senate, the Russell Senate building, we had to go through all these chains of command to get in there. And the minute we got in there, the first thing that came out of this boy's mouth, how much money do you need? You ask Jabril, you ask Amin, they'll tell you that. And I told them we didn't come here for money. We came to tell you guys to leave us alone. Quit bothering us. Quit putting us in jail. Quit killing us. If we're ever to save our people from self-destruction of what you're imposing on us, we have to do it independently. Ask Jabril. Ask Amin. They'll tell you. You guys are too damn stupid, man. They won't even mention anything like that. Because you don't know. We bring it back to you and told you. We got the pictures to prove it. We got the evidence to prove it. And we're doing it for you, and you're still talking. I don't want to hear talk. I want to see action like what we're doing today. That's the hard part. You have been badly assimilated and cultivated in your mind. You're colonized so damn bad that you forget one thing. You forget that you are a free people. That's what's happening here. And I got on the show late because I had to help a brother. His car broke down. You see, the show is man important to me, but I still get on the show. And I told my brother, I will follow you home. He's right in front of me. And I'm following him back to Pine Ridge. That's how much I love my brother. We don't come from the same mom, but that's my brother. I love him the same way he loves his older brother, Chinupa. My brother, man, Adrian Medicine Horse. His car broke down. Carlin couldn't get to him, neither could Larry. Cody couldn't get to him. Larry couldn't. Called Chinupa, hey, I'm there. That's the way brotherhood works. That's how much you love your brother. And that's what's happening today. You don't care anymore. You still got a goddamn mask on your face. COVID-19 sticks you in the ass, and you man accept it. Because that white man going to pay you some money for it. Ah! Go live with that fucker and let him kill you. Go ahead. Because that's what he's doing. And yet you still love him. So he can start man incarcerating you because you know damn well you're not going to buy no food. You're going to go to the pusher's house. You're going to go to the liquor store. You're going to go to the pharmaceutical guy. You're going to go to whoever's man dispensing man pharmaceutical drugs. So you can buy it to stay numb. And you know you do that, people. God damn it, I'm sick and tired of you guys making us look bad when we're struggling to remain free with independence to help you get out of dormancy. And you don't want it. You talk a good game. You take off. You keep running. Quit running, man. God, you people. This offends me all the time. I know how to talk. I know how to engage in shit. If you ever capture a bird, you ever put a bird in a cage, it can only symbolically say what it can for a little bit, but it's going to make you miserable. And when you become miserable, you knock the cage down and that bird flies out. And now you got nothing in that cage anymore. You turn on your people. You break everything. You condemn them. And what that bird did to you, man, was give you a little abundancy of love and recognizing you, even though you captivated him and put him in incarceration of a cage, thinking that you could control him. So when you finally knocked it over and he got out, guess what? You're in a rage, destroying everything that surrounds your ass, cutting your people down, cutting yourselves down, don't know what the fuck to do anymore. Then you finally go to bed. You go to sleep feeling, oh, man, pain and anger, all that, you want to go to bed. And then you wake up in the morning to that bird sitting on a tree outside your window, singing away, because that bird forgave you for the shit you did to him. This is what's wrong with you people. I get angry at this shit. We got scores of brothers and sisters incarcerated, and you don't talk about them. You don't say nothing. Instead, you invite 501c3 people on to cultivate for a little bit. When you get to the truth of the problem, they shut up. They don't want to answer. Because it's a money scam, goddammit. They don't give a shit about those brothers and sisters. Five women are incarcerated. Two of them got out. These two women were telling me how they were treating all five of them when they were all in the colonial prison house for females, FBI. The white man is a fucking devil in true living form. Even to our women that are incarcerated, he'll try to force himself on them to have sex. And you people of color, whether you're red, black, and yellow, and white, you're the ones doing it for them. Man, you guys need to take a look at yourselves. You ain't guards. You sure in the hell ain't correctional officers. You're a piece of dried meat with no blood, no protein, no enzymes, nothing that can drip for it. And you're just a piece of flesh that's dead, and you don't want to admit it. That's what's happening here today. I'm frustrated, man. All these people that my little brother, Adrian, called, turned a cheek on him. Oh, I can't help you, man. You know, we got our stimulus money, so we got our Recovery Act money. Biden gave us some money, so, you know, we're going Christmas. Fuck Christmas! Fuck that shit! That was brought over here, too. God, you humans. You're the ones making these things, man. Continue to serve the purpose of evil. You believe in it. When are you going to believe in yourself? When you believe in yourself, you make a difference in change. Change. Believing in yourself. You have to believe in yourself to make change. That's how change works. Because you know damn well you don't believe in nothing. If I didn't come here to help my little brother, his two little babies with the other three older kids would have had a hard time, man. And I had to get his car fixed for him on my own hand. I haven't mechanicked in a long time, but it was great to put a coil cap back inside the distributor for the spark plugs and bridge, because they don't make coils like they used to. It's all compact into one. White man, tell him something different. Oh, it'd be $319. No, you give us that, we can fix it for you. Fuck you. Let's go over to the shop. Let's get it cheap. I'll put it on. Simple. It only cost him, what, $46? A $300-something job cost him $43.19. You fucking evil white fuckers. All you do is want money, you sick fuckers. It's a family man. Got a food voucher to buy food for him and his children, his wife. And you want to treat him like that because his car broke down. Ah, get real, white man. Your reckoning is here. You devils, man, you're going to get paid for it. You watch and see. The great mystery is turning on you. I said that with an open heart to all of you, and I'm going to will it back to everybody that's calling in. And you people that call in, if Diane's listening, say something. If Angela calls in, say something, you people. Come on, engage. I can't be the only one lashing out. I live in this shit every day, man. You're all soft. My sister, Leona, she faces that shit all the time. Watch out for that 1111 number. That's Joe's name. Watch out for that number, folks. They'll change it. They always do. And I will it back to you, as they say in Congress.
Area code 505-3576. Say where you're calling from, what's your name, what's your concern? Area code 971-2285. Say the name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay,
sorry. Yeah, we can.
I called in late, but I was able to listen into what Chinupo said, and it's just a bunch of hard truths to swallow. I did catch what you said about the government, and I caught part of what Ariate said, and I was listening to Chinupo. It's all the white system, people. You got to be independent. Independent is taking yourself away from the government, away from the white man that kills and maims and destroys and... You know, it just didn't happen over day. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, yesterday the Native people, the Black people were just colonized. It took in a span of some years. And I don't know, like, I was going to talk about something else, listening to what everybody else said. Our truth is everybody is scared. That's bottom line. You're scared. I get scared. People get scared to hurt. Scared to die, scared to lose a job, scared to lose your house. Everybody's scared. Been conditioned to be scared. I don't know, really. Fuck. I've been going through some... Last week I've been having some problems, and all my problems due to money. If I didn't have to worry about money, then I wouldn't have all these damn problems. When I think about money... That's not even my currency. I don't even care about money. I really don't care about money. Anybody that knows me knows I don't care about money. To me, money's something to wipe my ass with. I don't care about money. I don't. I get tired of having to care about money all the time. Money, 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 money. I'm told, oh, a man is a good provider. He makes money. And it don't matter if that man's abusive, if he's an alcoholic, or what he may do, as long as he's making money, he's a man. I just want to know who wrote that up. A white man wrote that up. Man, I've just been thinking about a lot of shit. Like history, for instance. I don't believe in a lot of the history that I hear from white people. It would be like me doing history on Black people. I go and study Africa, and I make... My thoughts, my opinion is not write it down in a book. An Indian man, me, Mark Black Crow's view on Black people is the same way white people view everybody else. You guys swallow that shit. Every time I watch TV, I see a goddamn white man swinging around in webs or white man. They do everything. They're superheroes. They're doctors. They're... Just fucking evil. Just evil people. Evil people. Government's evil. I don't even know, man. Like, I don't even know what to tell you people. Seriously. Everybody says independence and do this and do that. You know? I don't know. We all just need to get together, all of us. Every last indigenous people. It's the only way it's going to work. If you only have a few tribes, because the way I see it, is for the last couple hundred years, they've been taking our sustainability to the land. We can't just go out and forage like we used to. They cut all the natural resources away. They rerouted water. Now you got farms and miles of concrete where wild food would have went. Our sustainability is cut in half. You can't just be how it used to be, but because there are a lot of reservations and a lot of Native people scattered out Turtle Island, that's a lot of different areas and environments with different resources. The way I see it is that the only way it's going to work is every last tribe or people have to come together and share what resources they have. Because if you only have one group of people, like, say, here in Oregon, that cuts off just the one part of Oregon. Okay, yeah, there's blackberries and mushrooms, but salmon. But what if you need other things? What if there's other things that on the East Coast, Middle, Central, Southern, Northern? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I've just been pissed off all week, and I don't like to talk when I'm mad because I don't like to be mad. I like to break things and scream and yell. And I'm not a very happy person when I'm mad. I'm just frustrated. Just tired of the system. Tired of people arguing about the system. Don't go to work, people. Don't go to work. Don't pay your taxes. Quit buying food. Grow your own food. Quit using electricity. That's the biggest part right there is electricity. From my understanding, from the little bit of that I know, because I'm only like 35 years old, I'm still plenty that I'm learning. But they give you trinkets. They give you something with a bell and whistle that makes you go, ooh, I want that. Ooh, I need to have that. So everybody's got to have running new car, new refrigerator, new. But you guys never sat back and asked. Did they ask Mother Earth? Did they ask the animals? Who did they ask to make that garbage for you to work so hard for the system, so you can have that, ooh, and a year, months later, you're just going to throw it away anyways. You can toss it in the garbage. I don't know. I'll let somebody else rant.
Seven three 4-0-1-9-6. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
This is your brother Ali. I'm calling from the state of Michigan. And I just want to add, you know, again, like always, I try to look for the solutions. Just like the brother said, you know, talk, a lot of talk, but you get nothing done. It's senseless. So I think, you know, with my position of looking for solutions, I do myself a greater service. I call them out. They know they've been called out. I've been, like I explained to Brother Grill today, I've been beaten the head by these people, guns pulled to my head, drug out the house, all kind of things, all sort of atrocities that they have done to me. And I, if anyone hate them, I hate them with a passion. But at the same time, I know I have to use common sense and rationality to get something done. So I'm constantly looking for solutions, and I'm constantly asking, what can we do as a community? This, the radio show, the talk show is a good foundation. It's good, but we have to move forward with the talk. We got to come together. We got to stand up and fight. Me, for one, I'll be on the front lines. If you say, well, let's go do battle, I'm right there with you. So I don't have to do a bunch of talking. I'd rather do action. Well, that's pretty much where I want to interject at this time, to show my solidarity and solidarity of my people.
Yeah, that's good. Because I always say talk is good, but action is much better. You can't
Absolutely.
Do nothing by just talking all the time, because nothing will never happen. So, like, keep telling everybody, and I mean, people might not understand or realize that you are in a war. This is all our
right.
battles. And we must, all the war is what, to strategize, to know your enemy, and to know your enemy, once you know your enemy, you find the strategies to beat your enemy. We've been in war from day one. They never stopped
Absolutely.
The campaign of massacre and killing our people. They still don't know right now. So
That's
we
right.
have to, like I said, we got to get together, form a strategy, you know, divide and reform, you know. We got to be more unified. Because they always pick us off when we not unified, you know. But they say the wolf is out of the lonely sheep. So that's what's happening.
Yeah,
again, you're always got a wolf, and the wolf is the white people. It's system.
Amen.
I'm in. Hey, sir, you out there? Hello.
Yeah, we heard you. Go ahead, Yolanda. We hear you.
Okay. Hey, Mark. We need you, Mark. Instead of focusing and exerting your energy on talking like you've been doing, which is good, but instead of doing that, Mark, get a hold of Chinupa and get involved. Get on board with the independent for the Lakota, because we need to set a precedent, Mark. And there's some things you can do, I'm sure. I don't know if the Lakota is related to Hilo Blacko or among guys or what, but anyway, you can still get involved, if not. And I don't know if you have read the covenant. Anyway, you can get a hold of Chinupa and have him email you or even Amin or Jabril can do that. Get you a copy of that covenant and do something to start supporting the independence movement for the Lakota.
What is it? Provenance? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the covenant. There's a covenant out. You know, explain. You know, the situation was out. The Brill got it, or Chinupa got it. But if you want a copy of that, you know. But one of us know.
Yeah, I could. I'll get a hold of Chinupa. Yeah. Okay.
Come back what you were saying, Mark, about the money part that if people take a different approach that, you know, the money's really not your money. The money is so-called the people money. When the creator gives you something, it's not just yours, it's the people. So once you start giving to the people, you get more. The creator will give you more. So it's not our money, it's the people money. And you know, also people understand that the creator is the one that gives you stuff, not people. You don't have to work a day in your life, but yet you still can be maintained. But the creator will maintain.
I'm happy. I'm fine. You know, I'm alive. That's the most important thing to me every day is I'm alive. That's more to me. That's more valuable than money. That's more valuable to, but because of the society that we're in, right? Like,
right.
I have to pay for the prison I live in. And unfortunately, you know, I grew up like probably some of you grew up in just oppressed places. And for me, okay, I've been clean and sober for going on 9 years. But before that, I was in gangs and drugs. And so when I get pushed to a point to where I get stressed out about money, okay, I have plenty of jobs. It's just the transportation part, okay? I have plenty of work, you know? I don't work for McDonald's. I work for myself. And I got plenty of people that like my work. But it's just getting from A to B. And then when I'm stressed because I can't go to A to B, and a lot of my work, no, I'm not making millions of dollars. I'm not getting rich. Most of my work, I work with a lot of elderly people who can't move around, who can't even walk. So majority of my work isn't really about the money. It's about being able to help them, and I appreciate whatever they can pay me. But I don't ask them for money. Majority of the time, they have to put the money in my pockets. So it's, for me, it's not like, oh. But what bothers me is because I grew up being oppressed by the white man because of my last name, where I lived, my long hair, skin, the color of my skin. I've had to live criminal lifestyles. I've had to do criminal stuff to get money, you know? And when it comes down to it, like I mentioned earlier, does it really matter to some people where that money comes from as long as you have money? You know, I'm not. I just, I don't even like money. I don't even like talking about it. That's the one thing that I do not like to talk about is money. But we all have to live, right? We all have to buy food. And that's the part that I hate saying is we have to buy food. We have to buy shelter. I hate that. I don't like saying that. It disgusts me when I have to think about all this stuff I have to buy so I can supposedly live a good life. I'm alive. I'm kind of fat, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm good. I'm good on that part. It's just everything else that bothers me, you know. Oh, it's just dumb. It's just stupid.
I just don't
understand. Why don't we just fucking burn it all down and start over? Seems like it's already going there. I heard Rachel say on a few shows before, like, let the white people kill white people. My knowledge is that when white people start killing white people, what they usually do is they use chemicals. So what does that do for the rest of the people? What does that do for the plant life? What does that do for the other life? Not just human life, but the other life when they start killing each other. Because y'all know it's all in history. You can pick up a goddamn World War II book, a history book. Every single war they have been in, the minute they are losing, what do? They drop a bomb. They use smallpox. They use COVID-19. I don't see any good in it. I see more harm. But, yeah, you know, let them do whatever. They you know, they created their own storm. Now that they're crying about it, let them cry.
Anyone else have anything to say on this topic? Mark was saying, or your own topic? Feel free, you know, come in anytime you want
to. I mean, this is Chinupa again, okay? I'm going to answer two questions for both of those young boys, Ali and Mark. Both of you need to really ask yourself, what is it do you really want? And Brother Ali, man, you need to ask yourself that repeatedly. Every day you wake up, what is it you really want? And if it changes, you really didn't want it. That's the solution. Because when you have a solution and you figure it out with your own heart and you want that, it'll stay there and you'll grow and you'll keep going after it. Why do you think Chinupa believes, I want to be free and left alone? And that's what I struggle with every fucking day. And young Mark, you're living in fear. Nah, that's bullshit. You've been contaminated, but you put yourself in that predicament because you said you lived the gang life. Obviously, you must not have even got rid of the gang life. And here's why. There's a warrior outside. Every day he wakes up from the sun, comes up in the east and goes down in the west. When that sun goes across, this warrior smells his fear every fucking day. Every day he does that. He smells his fear. Because this warrior, everybody wants to get him. Even the smallest people want to get him. But that's what he does. He lives that life. But he believes himself. He believes in himself to make that change and make it through that day. Every day that's a struggle for him. And you all haven't figured it out yet. You don't even know who that warrior is. You see, that's the sad part. America has ingrained all its philosophical standards through colonization, sensitivism, all of it. A Eurocentric bipolar disorder, all of it. And you still can't figure it out. It's right in front of you. And you don't even know who that warrior is that lives in that cycle of life every day, sun up to sundown. That's one badass warrior, man. I love that guy. And I try to tell people, man, don't fuck with him. Don't kill him. Leave him alone. get the fuck away from him. If I can say it to them like that, I do it. In the next shows to come, or even at the ending of the show, somebody call me, 605-517-2621, and tell me who that brother is. You see, this is the facts of life that we indigenous people have been having since the beginning of time, since time immemorial, since that white fucker got here. I've seen people that were raised in Catholic boarding schools. Not only in Catholic, but, you know, Episcopalians, they did it too. The Episcopalians did the same fucking thing. They ingrained that shit in people, man. Put that fear. All you have to do is watch the movies of what these white fuckers do, man. You got to watch what they do. And it's right in front of you. Like my little brother here. All these white people went by, not one would stop for him. Not even a fucking Indian would stop for him. So Carlin told my little brother Adrian, hey, get it old Chinupa. Call me like that. I said, what's the matter, little brother? Broke down. Where? Boom. I'm there. Done. I can't even get rice delivered to Browning, Montana, to the Blackfeet people. Earl Heavy Runner has not returned 7 phone calls. What does that tell you? Oh, but he wants sympathy. He wants to praise the white man. Thinking that, oh, the white man helped us with turkeys. Fuck you, this is the guy that did it. All because of one of your own tribal members, you dumb fucker. It took one of your tribal women, your women, to say it, Earl, you dummy. Because you were ready to cancel Thanksgiving for them. Fuck though, them elders have a right to eat. Ask your people. Oh, Heavy Runner. You're ingrained with white philosophical standards through white think, white culpability of saying no to your own people, your own elder. You son of a bitch, Earl, you're going to become an elder too if you're not already one. You dummy, you big dummy. As Fred Sanford would call Lamont, that's what you are. You're a big dummy. That's why, man, it justifies why you're stupid. Getting on at a cancel, man. Put the people's mind in a different track. Man, how stupid can you be, you dummy? That's sad. So I give up on calling that punk. Done now. So hopefully, Jenny Manyhides out there can get a hold of me to find somebody we can deliver that rice to. God damn. That's what's stronger. You see, that's how you people are. You want help, we step up and do it. Now you can't take it. We help you the first time. We show you how to get it, to do it. Oh, you want to thank? We don't care about the thanks. But recognize that you did that. You said it to your people, Earl. You said you were going to cancel, man, the Thanksgiving for them. You said that, punk. Or whoever typed it out, if you want to be sympathetic to the white man, go tell him. Go lay with him. That white man will hurt you, boy. That's what they do. They love tormenting people. That's why that's a devil in true form. And you people don't get it. Those are the two solutions to those two guys, Ali and Mark. You think about that fear, and you think about that solution once. What is it you really want? And who is that warrior that smells this fear every day? America is a fear-based society that generates racism and hate with fear. God damn. See, that's why I say you people talk. He's right in front of you. Sit down and ask that white man to leave you alone. Tell him to spread it to all his Congress people. Tell him to spread it to everybody. Tell that white man, leave me alone. Say it just like that to him. Penetrate them, that head, that brain, that heart with your words since you want to talk so much. Say it, people. Come on. Louis Farrakhan's out there screaming all over about Allah and all that shit. That's not his practice. Following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's not him. No. That's another man, another person. That religion belongs across the water. It don't belong in Turtle Island. Man, come on, help me out. If Matufo can go home and die in Africa, that should tell you something. That's why they assassinated Malcolm X. They killed Malcolm. Because this is what he was uncovering. And we become our worst enemy within ourselves. God, you guys, we're at the top of the hour to six. Come on, people, engage in more. Engage in more. Back to you, Brother Ali. Where's that Jabril? Where's he at? I didn't hear him on the show tonight. You see, he's talking.
Like you were saying, United States is a fair
base. Let you vent a little bit. Go ahead.
Come on, people. Wherever numbers are out there, look for those Pennsylvania numbers and those Alabama numbers. Diane said she told Jabril, she wants Jabril to get Jabril off cue, get her off so she can talk. Same as Angela. Come on, Homer, you out there, you guys. Come on. You want to talk? Let's talk. I want to hear your shit, man.
Yeah, none of the numbers on here. What you were saying, I'm looking for them. That's it. There's only three people on here. They didn't call in. Like I said, United States is a fear-based country. They always have a new boogeyman. Every time you turn around, they always say something's coming to get you. No one really likes this country. Because this country always doing rotten and terrible things in other countries. So this country is really not like. It's one of the most hated countries in the world.
Come on, people. What numbers are there, man? Acknowledge them. Come on. Talk.
That's it. Ali, you, Rachel, Mark, Ayate, and that's it. And that's all numbers on here. And Jabril, that's it. All the people say put them calling. They didn't call in.
People know we have this radio show, but they don't want to say anything, man. But they all do want to listen. They all say they shoot me texts, and after the show tonight, I'm going to send you those texts. Get me off cue so I can talk. Shit, okay? I'm going to mention your names out there. Tonight, I'm going to mention. I did tell them that. I'm going to mention your names.
Yeah,
and I did.
Looking at the board now, all the people that say that's supposed to be coming on and talking, ain't neither none of them showed up on there.
I was just doing a little brainstorming based on what Brother Tanuku, had suggested, and I appreciate it, Brother Tanuku, because it gave me the ability to soul search and, try to think for myself. And as I was thinking, I'm like, he got a point. What is it that I do want? And you know what I came up with? It's very simple. It's what you've been discussing all along. I want independence for my people, not just for my people per se, but people in general. And I want them to live free. I would like for them to live free. And me noticing that, it gives me a self-awareness of freedom. And I can live independently through my people by seeing them, I can't feel independent or I can't feel free knowing that they're not. So if that's not a truly genuine, you know, desire, then I would have to question myself. And on a subject of that warrior, I feel like actually that's me, because I've been spiritually fighting these people. I've been physically fighting these people. I've been mentally fighting these white folks for years and years. And I agree with you. I'm not in disagreement. I just want to find the best solution. And I'm thinking, well, we're coming together. Y'all have the foundation. You have the structure for the end of the Indigenous radio show. And you're offering people to come on. I'm just trying to figure out why they can't use that solution or a foundation to start and spiral up with what we're trying to do. So that's, you know, that's what I feel that I actually want. That's in my heart, that's in my soul, that's in my spirit, and it's been passed down through me. I feel as though that's been passed down through me through the ancestors. That's what I truly feel. And I'm willing to die for it. So that's it, brother. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
And thank you for responding to that answer, brother. Thank you. Keep it up. You'll get it. You will. It sure will happen. I kid you not. The great specialty in the Mother Earth and all the animal creatures got your back, brother. Don't give up your belief in it. When you want freedom, you'll always have independence. That's what we're seeing every day outside, but yet people don't want it. That's the hard part. I've been saying that all my life as a kid. I want to be free and left alone. I want to be free and left alone. That's what I keep telling my grandpa and them. And I didn't realize deep in my heart that I was free. And my protection was my grandpa. I was left alone until he died. Now I had to do it myself. And let me tell you, man, that wasn't an easy task. But I got it. If you want it and you believe in it, it'll happen. That's all freedom and independence were. Thank you, man, for a courageous answer, little brother. I respect and honor you for that. Thank you.
Like you say, freedom is not talking. Freedom is the word, what you do. It's action. Yeah, you can talk all you want, but the action, people just say action is better than, you know. Freedom is action, people, not just talking. So if you want to be freedom, you got to act. You got to act the way you act the freedom. You got to show people, you know, because like I keep saying that if you don't act on freedom, then you're going to be a slave to somebody else, you know. It's not, and now they don't have shackles on your hands and legs. They have shackles on your brain, so they can control you, manipulate you in any form they want to. So freedom is a form of thinking, independently thinking.
Do you have the board lit up, Ali?
I have the board.
You mean I mean?
I mean,
or Ali, who's all on the show here? Is the board lit up?
Yeah, we got Rachel, we got Mark, we got Jabril, we got Ajate, we got Ali, and you. And that's all the people we have on here. And that's it.
Where in the hell did little brother Mark go? Where'd Mark go?
Mark is still on here.
I'm right here.
All right, Mark, I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say this again to you. Really think deep in your heart who this warrior is that wakes up every morning, sun up to sundown, and smells his spear. Because that warrior is a remarkable son of a bitch, man, I'm telling you. And once you understand that, then you can emancipate, man, your fear, because that fear is right in front of you. But if this brother can live like that, every day he wakes up. When the sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west, he does this every day, that brother. And I love him for that, because when I see that happening to him all the time, people try to get him, I step up and say, fuck you guys, leave him alone. You bother him, then I'm going to have to step up. He didn't ask you guys to mistreat him. Leave him alone. They all like, damn, what you got with him? I ain't got nothing with him. He's my brother. That's what I got with him. That's the hard part. He's my brother. You see? Until you all understand that, that's when your healing journey begins, folks.
You have to recognize that. You have to. But as long as you're going to sit back and be stupid with it, you lose. Come on, man. We're coming down to the bottom of the show. So you guys, man, start engaging. You got some stuff to talk about? Come on. 10 minutes after, man.
Yeah. And he said, look, people not only listen, but if you're on the show, listen, then call in. So you can hear what your concern is. Now, you can say, remember, this is your show. This show is created for you. You know, and I keep telling y'all, things changes, like life changes, you know. You know, we're not promised the one next second, you know, one last minute, or even an hour. Or the same thing with a show. Take advantage of the show while it's on the air, because you never know what's going to happen.
I just wanted to say, really, you know, I love you people. I really mean that. Like, this show has given me a voice. It's opened up my mind. It's the biggest thing for me. It's allowed me to connect to other people. Like, that's the biggest thing for me, is being able to connect and hear other people talk about the same way I feel. That's good stuff. It's really good.
My thing is, why do people fear other people? They eat like you, they sleep like you, they put your clothes on, they bleed like you. So who, I mean, why do you fear? Fear who? And fear what? Your fear is only, you should only fear one thing, and that's your creator. It says that, you know, if you fear your creator, he makes everything fear you. But if you fear man, he makes your creation fear you. So you don't fear man, you only fear your creation. No, we're all gonna die one day. And how
are
we gonna die?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I don't know. It's a fear-based country. Like, yeah. I used to not care if I lived or died. You know, I mean, I didn't care about anything. But I realized that if I continued the lifestyle I did, that I never really thought about how my death would have affected my mother, my loved ones. And so I realized that my life is valuable to my loved ones, you know? And I don't know. Like, I really... I just want to be left alone so I can be me. And I do have a solution. I have a solution. It was given to me. I didn't make it up. I didn't think about it. I didn't steal it from a book. It was given to me. But I want to share one thing. The other day when I was praying, and I was given a word. That means. But I was given that word. And when I said that word, I looked up in the clouds, because it was really cloudy. But in the clouds, I saw a rainbow, and then I saw a formation of an 8th star right off the Big Dipper. So if I liked, you know, somebody to help me interpret what it was given to me, because I feel like it was given to me to give to the people. Been doing a lot of praying the last couple of days. But yeah, if anybody has any input on what I just shared about my vision.
I'll say it to this point, and this is the point I'm going to say. The great mystery is looking out for you, and he's trying to tell you that it's up to you to wake it up. And he gave you a word to understand it. And if you saw a rainbow, what does that tell you? The color of man has been deceived. That's why the rainbows come out like that. People don't know that. What would the Irish people say? If you point your finger at it, your finger would grow, right? And it'll get so big, man, you're going to have a big old finger. Then the other theory to the Irish people that if you go to the end of the rainbow, you're going to find a pot of gold.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah, those are the two things that those Irish people believe in, when in fact that's all bullshit.
Yeah,
you see, so now, now that rainbow appeared to you, it's trying to tell you something. See? That's why that word was given to you. Figure that word out, and then you'll find what's missing. Simple. We're all given these tasks. We're all given them. That's the best answer I can give you. And you don't have to believe in that either.
No, that's...
Someone else has something better, they can add that on, too. Take your pick.
Yeah. I haven't really shared that with anybody. Like I said, this was just the other day, and I felt like I needed to share it. And what better place than on this radio show?
But I will do this, Brother Amin and Jabril. I'm going to send you them text messages.
Okay.
And Diane, all the rest of them that said, oh, yeah, Jabril and I have to get us off cue. Ah, shit. Well, and where's your number at? I ain't seeing no numbers.
No,
I said I'll get on it.
You know, when we say you
want,
we want to hear you.
Yeah, it's really that tired of, you know, I struggle as it is out here, man. One thing I want to mention to all of you. Was somebody else trying to come in? Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just trying to fill the void, I guess. Go ahead, Chidupa.
Anyway, when people love to emancipate their feelings, okay, take a good understanding to this. Here's my little brother just waved at me to continue on. He'll make it because his dad and him are going to meet him. And that was Adrian. He waved at me. All right, I got that. But one of the things that people, they fail to forget. Did your parents ever ask you, ever give you and understanding why they wanted children? I did. I asked my mom and dad that. I asked my mom because my dad, before they killed him, made me a bastard and white man run him over. I asked my mom, why did you and daddy have me? Because of all the shit I went through in my life, even doing that shit to that cop. I went to prison at an early age for those fuckers, man, the white man. And they did this to us. I never had a daddy to embrace me and tell me, son, it's going to be okay. Son, this is good. Son, this the way. I never had that like a majority of you did. But a lot of us, and I mean there's a majority of us this way. We were all without a mom, and we also without a dad. Some were even without both parents. We did this for a reason, and that we was to love what we had, to appreciate what we have. And everybody else today talks cheap. I say that all the time. You guys get offended by it. You get mad about it. Well, I'm not trying to cut you down. I'm only giving you the aspects of what I see and live with every day here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Surrounded by half-breeds every day. Some people say, oh, I've been called that all my life. Shit, that ain't nothing. I live in it every day. Don't hear me complain. You know, a long time ago, as we come to the bottom of the hour of... 19 minutes after 6. When I was growing up, you know what the white man said to me? Half-breeds together? They used to say this. Chinupa, they used to say, why do you guys eat dog? And I laughed at them. And I do eat dog. I eat my four-legged creatures. But they don't know, in our culture, that's a ceremonial thing. Belongs to us as red people. That's our business. That's our prerogative. That's whatever you want to call it. We don't have to explain it to them. I don't ask them why they eat hot dogs, which they do. They sell them in almost every convenience store out there in white America. And then the other thing was, because we ate dog as kids being raised under that, you know, mentality of a traditional upbringing, hey, stay away from that Chinupa and them. The Chinupa and his family and them, they eat dog. Like, that was a bad thing. Okay? And here in 2021, okay? 2021, December 4th, okay? All these half-breeds and white people are trying to be Indian. What the hell does that tell you, people? You see? I'm not trying to be a white man, and I sure in the hell ain't trying to be a half-breed. Got no reason to, because I am a half-breed, but it ain't got no white blood in it. Hell no, it don't got white blood in it. It's got Mexica blood with the language Nahuatl from Mexico, little sister's land. Man, that's the heinous thing that happens in Indian country. We're still being ridiculed like that by them, but yet they want to be us. They want to be in our sweat lodge. They want to be in our Sundance. They want to be in our ceremonies. They want an Indian feather. They want an Indian name. They want some Indian trinket. They want some beads. They want a feather. I was disregarded, I guess. That's what the grandma told me. Because I have to follow a tradition before I can give her some eagle feathers. And I still have them in possession for her. Well, she shot me some texts and said that I disregarded her. No, I did not. I got to follow our tradition. That's our protocol. And yet, she said that to me and did that to me. I didn't say nothing to her. I'm just. And the day when they were ready to leave, my nephew Nick flew right over us, and I told him, take a look. Look right there. My honor is good. He said, your feather, this is what's going to happen. But they didn't want to go see my elders. They didn't want to go see them. They come right over us. You see, that's what happens today. But I have to be honorable, too. He could still have the feathers. They're hers. They ain't mine. I'm a man of my word. But when you cut me down like that, and I didn't do nothing to you. I didn't. You see, that's what you guys do to Chinupa. You all ridicule him, cut him down. But once and for all, I will say this to all of you. We have this unique radio show called the Indigenous Voices of People radio show, given to us by our sister, Leona Brando. Okay? And it was an honorable thing sister did this for us, for you guys to have that voice. And like tonight, I thank all of you for participating. You know, it's hard doing what we do. We sure in the hell don't get paid for it, and we sure in the hell ain't asking any money for it. We do it because we live with care. We live with honorable stuff. We live with these things. We know about them. We've seen it. We live it every day, every second, every moment, every hour of time. We understand that gravitation and what value is. And the sad thing is, a majority of you don't want it. Well, I'm sorry if you don't want it. It's still yours. It ain't mine. But you have to believe in what you want. The answer is right in front of you. And also, the words of wisdom for the knowledge you want is inside your heart. And it's up to you to wake it up. Just because it beats and you can't listen to it, hey, that's not my fault. That's yours. You listen to it when it does that. Then you'll find the answer of what's missing. That's the hard part. So we get away from them things. But the most humblest thing I will tell all of you, go outside barefooted for a change. Walk on them sentimental values of what the earth can give you. Find yourself. Go out there and pray. Go out there and pray. Do something that way. And save it for yourselves, man. And again, thank all of you for coming on tonight's show. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to open it up with a prayer. I've taken care of my brother's car. Got it rolling to help him get on home. And I told him to call me when he gets home. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And that will work for any of you. So as we come to the closing, we'll thank you all for tuning in. Come back next week to the Indigenous Voices of People show. Remember, it's your show. It's your show to voice your concerns and, you know, allow what your feelings are from your heart. And with that, we thank all of you for participating and tuning in tonight. I excuse myself for that. But we're thanking you continuously, ever deeply from our hearts for taking the time to be on our show, no matter who you are. And even if you're listening, I engage heavy because I want you guys to really see what we live with every day. And that responsibility I dish out to you, it's mine. Call me. You feel threatened and offended by it. I take full responsibility of my actions and my words. And so I'm going to close it with the song, and we see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you all for tuning in, and here's your song. Good night, and have a great rest of the day and weekend, and enjoy the sun as it comes up. And you better call me and tell me who that warrior is that smells his fear every day. Hokahe.
Lakota country here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in our great state of South Dakota. Wopila, ha-ho, good night.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.